Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And my name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are in our studios in 119 Braintree Street in Allston, overlooking the Mass Pike and the Commerce of Boston. Every month we like to speak with our friend Greg Stoller, our reporter from Boston College on international business. Welcome back, Greg.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
So what's going on outside of the borders of the United States that you want to share with us?
I don't know. I'm enjoying the air conditioning here at 119.
Yes, I know. It makes a big difference. I know. I complimented the building before that we finally have a studio with good air conditioning.
Yes, I've been listening to your internet channel. It sounds terrific. And the first segment I heard, you talked about the air conditioning.
Yes,
I am a man of substance, aren't I?
It's the simple things that make me happy.
Yes. So what's happening outside the borders of the United States is that just last week we received our specifications for the upcoming International Consulting Asia project. And it's actually something that I think is going to resonate quite well with you.
Well, tell me why.
It's all about corporate governance.
Oh, yes. Corporate governance, big issue.
Yes. And we're trying something new this year. Traditionally in this program, just to make sure our listeners are up to date, we've been doing work for our clients' clients. My client is a boutique strategy consulting firm in Beijing. They usually have tasked the 14 or so students with two of their clients. This year, we are experimenting. We are introducing, once again, entrepreneurial thinking to the People's Republic of China. We're going to have each of the 14 students in the class select a company on their own and do an individual study of corporate governance under a common template. So we will develop a joint template for the 14 students, and then within those confines, we will say pick a company all over the world and really beat the heck out of it in terms of analysis, pull everything together at the end, and see where the chips fall.
Will there be some group discussions or class discussions on this?
Of course.
So I think the whole idea of corporate governance, it's not as much as, you know, it's great for the individual to look at the organization, but also comparatively to then discuss it with
correct.
Each other.
So as you know, it's sort of a home and away approach. The home portion is that we start everything over the summer so that we can hit the ground running when the official course begins on September 1st. So after we convene as a full 14-person complement on 9-1, we will certainly start having group discussions. But the interim work during the months of July and August are really to develop the common template and then to start getting, I would say, the pick and shovel work initially done, trying to figure out what sorts of companies we are going to have, how to reduce redundancy, what industries, et cetera.
So, you know, corporate governance is an issue that I come across every day. What was it that sort of got you thinking in terms of this? What stimulated this whole program?
Well, I think what has gotten me on this is that our corporate partner, our consulting client, if you will, is CCAFM, the China Consultants of Accounting and Financial Management that are based in Beijing. They're president and chief executive.
CCC, China Consultants Cash Cows.
Right, right, exactly, right. Their president is on several boards in China, and he also travels to Hong Kong pretty frequently. He, of course, is going through all of the normal questioning that one would go through when any economy is going through its economic gyrations. I mean, unfortunately, we think of China as somewhat being immune to any downturn.
Because, not I.
Well, I'm just saying, nominally, it's the second largest economy in the world. And you'd think that with all of the pre-planning they've done and all of the sort of planned economy work that they would be done, that they would be able to buffer or insulate themselves better from an economic downturn. Unfortunately, they are, you know, having their turn in the quote-unquote barrel.
Whatever
right now
goes up must come
you
down.
You got it. So
and whatever goes down doesn't necessarily go up.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. These lovely adages notwithstanding. But my point is he's hearing it from his directorates that he's a part of, and he thought that it would be an interesting experiment to not just say, here are two companies. Let's see how, you know, seven students apiece can cut their teeth on it. Let's try it 14 different ways and see what happens. So I like it. It's a very interesting concept.
Why an individual student versus a team, like two people?
Well, I think he is hoping that we're going to get the best of both worlds, that it's going to be 14 individual companies, but it's going to be 14 people also working together as a team. And the idea being that the common template, by definition, is going to be common, and that's going to be developed amongst a 14-person team.
Right. Interesting. And how did the students react to this?
I don't know yet. I've initially sent the project specs to them last week. When this segment is aired, a couple of days later, we're going to have our official kickoff conference call. But the initial feedback I've received from all parties, meaning the consulting firm in China, as well as the students, has been exceptionally positive. And again, just to make sure our listeners are fully up to date, this is the same course that we will be doing the analytical work during the months of July, August, September, October, November, and December. And then I fly over with the students the first week of January, and the students are going to present at least once to my consulting client, but possibly a second time to the other clients for whom the work is ultimately being done.
And these students, just to remind our listeners, are local students. These are Boston College students.
These are all Boston College graduate students.
The consulting firm's in China. The businesses are in China, but the students are BC students.
Correct. So they're either full-time or evening MBAs, MSF, that's our Masters of Science and Finance, or MSA in Accounting.
You know, after listening to
And by the way, we also are including this year folks from the Graduate School of Social Work and the Boston College Law School.
Oh, very interesting. Do you tend to attract certain types of students to your class versus other classes in the MBA program?
I think that these types of classes probably attract two personality types. One is that they're students.
Masochist.
Exactly, masochist. Right. They are students who really enjoy traveling.
Right.
And I think the thought of getting on a plane and only being in a location for a week is completely a non-issue for them. I mean, almost every single student that I've ever raised that question with, they've been nonplussed by and said, you know, what's the big deal? And I think it also attracts people who are uniquely focused on something international. Whether they want to be domiciled in the United States, but traveling internationally, living on a plane, as I'm sure you've done in a prior life. I certainly did it in my prior life when I was young, before we were married and had children, etc. Or students who are willing to just move and relocate. I've got one of my favorite students who has spent 13 years in Asia. He now has a daughter, and he's coming home for the first time in 13 years and is going to, you know, start looking for a job in the United States. But he has done the Asia thing consistently in multiple cities and multiple countries.
Interesting. You know, again, do you find the dynamic of, let's say, the economy in China changing? You know, you said it's going up and down. I'm wondering what your current feeling is the state of the economy is.
So in a different Boston College program that I teach, I just took 18 different students to Hong Kong, Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, Seoul, South Korea, and Beijing, China for 2 weeks. We visited over 20 different companies. I would say that the overall theme and themes, plural, that was screaming out from this last trip is reform and entrepreneurial thinking. Is amongst those four cities, the one thing that I heard is that all four of these economies really have some work to do.
What do they mean by reform? You mean changing
Everybody
the economic conditions?
Everybody is trying to positively rethink things. I mean, you asked me about China in particular. I'm not going to be an alarmist and say that China's in trouble, but it's not going that well. They are trying to force through economic consumption, domestic consumption rather, and increasing it, and it's just not something that's part of the cultural DNA of the average Chinese person, because, you know, the export market's dried up.
You know, it's very interesting. You know the economic experiment that's the United States, and, you know, 20 years ago everybody was telling us that the Japanese, or 25, 30 years ago, were going to beat us. The Japanese economy has been not on a positive swing for 20 years now. Then you heard about Germany and how Germany was going to beat us. And the German economy is still doing well, but it does have some problems in certain sectors. But the German economy is fairly strong in Europe.
But there's a perfect example is that Prime Minister Abe in Japan is trying to push through his three arrows of change. The first couple of arrows have been, you know, pretty successful in terms of fiscal policy, monetary policy, etc. The third one, which is getting consumer behavior and corporate behavior to change, is not something you can legislate, not something you can mandate. I've heard varying approaches to this, varying themes of this across all four of these cities that we visited a couple of weeks ago.
And then you saw China, and everybody was telling me 7-8 years ago how China was just going to just mash us. And now you see China on a downswing. You see manufacturing moving back to the United States. One of the things I think that sticks out for me, and I try to simplify things, is that one thing that's true to the American economy is our thirst for consumption.
It's our thirst for consumption, but what's interesting is if you look at, I liked how you said, this experiment that we call the United States, this is the first time in a while that manufacturing is coming back here. I mean,
it's been a while.
Right.
Because really the Japanese didn't, right, the Germans, exactly, right.
Right. But I will tell you that that is one major differentiator, is that we love to consume. And
right,
getting domestic consumption, even if we have to import all
everywhere
of it,
I go,
it's never a problem. Jeffrey, it's so antithetical to these Asian cultures and almost by extension to the European cultures. It's just not something
they're more
that
controlled.
Right.
They're more controlled personally. But, you know, one of the things that's always struck me about Americans is it doesn't make a difference if the economy's up or down. If it's up, I'm ready to buy. And if it's down, I want to buy.
And I would steadfastly agree with that, except during that very odd period that we called 08, 09, and 2010.
Right. That was an unusual period.
Right.
Greg, always exciting to see you. You know, I
thank
mean
you.
That.
Thank you.
Always interesting to know what's going on in the world around us. If somebody wanted to track you, I know you're doing your TV show. You're also on Radio Entrepreneurs. You're doing your own show on Radio Entrepreneurs. How would people find you?
My BC email address is probably the easiest way of getting in touch with me, please. It's gregory.stoller.1@bc.edu. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y dot S as in Sam, T-O-L-L-E-R dot the number 1 at BC as in Boston College dot E-D-U.
And give us your email in Chinese for those who are listening internationally.
What are you, Xiang? Gregory Dien, Stoller Dien, E-A-R-B-C-D-N-E-D-U.
An address you could never forget. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We've been with Greg Stoller of Boston College. We're going to sign off for this particular story, and we'll be right back after these messages.